This is Morning Edition on WFAE. A new cyberbullying law goes into effect tomorrow in North Carolina. It's called the 2012 School Violence Protection Act, and it makes it a crime for students to post anything online with the intent to intimidate or torment a school employee. It unanimously passed the state Senate and fell just a vote short of that in the House. Under the law, students can be charged with a misdemeanor for posting personal or sexual information about school employees online. It's also a crime to create a fake profile or website, or to sign them up for pornographic or junk mail. A convicted student could face up to 60 days in jail or a $1,000 fine. Judy Kidd is president of the Classroom Teachers Association of North Carolina and a science teacher at Independence High School in Charlotte. She and her organization worked to get the law passed because teachers and school personnel were being falsely accused of crimes.
There was not enough substantiation that was being given to warrant charges being filed, and then the case would not go to trial because there wasn't enough evidence to support the allegations.
Kidd thinks this treatment of teachers relates to a fundamental problem in today's society.
I don't care how old you are. If you haven't learned that lying is wrong, then the sooner you learn it, the better off you're going to be.
She hopes the new law will help to protect teachers who can feel threatened or humiliated when they're targeted by cyberbullying. The North Carolina Association of Educators joined the Classroom Teachers Association in supporting the law, but the North Carolina chapter of the ACLU has come out against it. We spoke to ACLU State Policy Director Sarah Preston about why she thinks the law goes too far.
We haven't seen a lot of laws that target free speech and that target children, and that's exactly what this law does. And so we're not sure exactly how far that could go, because one of the problems with this law is how vague it is. But if a student, for example, actually posts on, let's say, Facebook, that they saw Mrs. X and a student together in what appeared to be an inappropriate embrace, and that's completely true, it could result in criminal charges against that student.
Do you think that there is a problem with students disrespecting teachers and distracting them from their work?
I'm not sure. I think here's what I would say about that. We are essentially, with this law, criminalizing what students have always done. As long as there have been schools, there have been students carving gripes into their desktop or writing complaints about their teachers on the bathroom wall. And it wasn't criminal when it was done in that way, and it shouldn't be criminal when it's posted on Facebook.
Was there a law on the books prior to this one under which these sorts of actions might have been covered in a less vague manner? I know you feel like it's too broad.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are already obviously stalking laws on the books, and that includes there actually is electronic stalking. I think part of the reason why this is really troubling is that it targets children. And specifically for like 16 and 17-year-olds, that means an actual criminal record, because they're treated as adults in North Carolina, over something that kids have always done, and without necessarily trying to deal with it in what might be a more appropriate manner. You know, kids don't think through everything that they do. We know that. And to, you know, have them have an actual criminal record, possibly spend some time in jail, have to pay a $1,000 fine because they haven't fully understood all of the consequences of their actions, we just don't think that that's appropriate.
The Teachers Association told me that they feel like the schools are dropping the ball on this, that they're not using their powers of expulsion, and that's why they felt they had to turn to the legislature because, as this one teacher put it, she said, the children have to learn at some point that if they're saying inappropriate things at some point later in life, it's going to catch up with them.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think the reason I say that's interesting is what you're really teaching young people is that they should not tell the truth, they should not speak freely, and that they should not question authority. And if it's appropriate to, you know, criminalize the students criticizing teachers online, what's to stop the government from making it illegal for you or me to criticize the mayor or the state legislature or the president?
That's North Carolina ACLU State Policy Director Sarah Preston talking about the 2012 School Violence Protection Act, which takes effect tomorrow in North Carolina. The ACLU says it doesn't have any current plans to challenge the law in court, but it is encouraging students who are charged under it to contact its Raleigh office. This is 90.7 WFAE.